I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. In 2014, Shafqat and Shagufta, a Christian Pakistani couple, were sentenced to death for alleged text messages blaspheming Muhammad. After 7 years on death row, they've now been acquitted due to lack of evidence. The case against them was always flimsy, says Nehemiah of FMI. He knows the couple, and neither can read or write. Plus, the text messages were written in English, a language they don't know at all.
In many other cases, this case was also on some personal grudges, and they just made it like they commit blasphemy.
A higher court in Pakistan finally took notice of the plot against this couple. Unfortunately, much damage has already been done. The years in prison have taken a toll on the couple's health, and they've lived separated from family. Please ask God to give them unending grace and love. Hope is a lost commodity in Native communities across the United States. On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hushcraft Ministries, wants to infuse young people with the hope of Christ at Warrior Leadership Summit. It's a 5-day Native Youth Discipleship Conference starting July 1st. Founder Ron Hushcraft says the summit provides time to recharge and refocus for believers like this.
She is Native and she's on a reservation. And we had the privilege of helping her begin a relationship with Christ. Here's what she says. I struggled with the pandemic just like everyone else. But in the end, I was clinging to the Lord. I lost many loved ones to COVID and a couple of cousins to suicide. My mental health wasn't the best, but God has done some good things in my life. There is a lot to look forward to.
Find your place in the story and sponsor a camper at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.